Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
COVID restrictions in maternity units continue to cause upset and difficulties for expectant women and their partners. Today, protests were staged by AIMS, the Association for Improvements in Maternity Services, at Holles Street, the Coombe and Letterkenny University Hospitals, with more protests planned for other units later in the week. This is despite both the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health today saying that HSE policy is to facilitate partner visits. Let's hear what the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, had to say on the issue just yesterday.
Well, the situation at the moment is that there's no good reason in public health terms why those restrictions would continue to be in place. And in fact, I think the HSE has already taken measures to make that clear to individual hospitals. You may well find
not all hospitals are actually obeying those instructions, if you like.
And individual hospitals have their own freedom to assess, and it's appropriate that they would do so, the risk environment, if I can call it that, for their own individual services. But you might find in a local situation whereby if there is an outbreak in an individual institution, that might lead to that individual institution taking a different measure to the national situation. But at the moment, we don't think that there is a justification for a continued maintenance of a policy that partners are not allowed to visit during the process of labour in maternity hospitals.
And that is Dr. Tony Holohan speaking just yesterday evening. So why have all restrictions not been lifted? And why is there variation in the level of restrictions couples face in different units around the country? I'm joined now by Cretia Lynch of the Association for Improvements in Maternity Services. Cretia, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Corbank.
Are you clear at all as to why there's a variation and why all restrictions have not been lifted at this stage?
Well, there's a distinct lack of clarity there, and I think that's one of the reasons why people are becoming increasingly frustrated and increasingly angry with the continuing restrictions, especially when we consider so many other restrictions are being lifted. I think part of the problem is that we initially, we meaning the health service, I guess, started to look at partners as being visitors. So partners of people who were in labour were kind of put in the same category as somebody who was sort of visiting Auntie Mary who had appendicitis. So, you know, they're not really in the same category because partners are very much going through a process as well. And, you know, we've heard some harrowing stories of people who have been in very difficult situations and have felt so separated from the birthing person, and also the birthing woman has felt so separated from their partners. So that's probably the first issue. And then the second issue, I think, is that what we haven't had is we haven't had risk assessments that have been publicly and transparently available, which looks at all of the risks, because this is all about safety. I mean, everybody wants everybody's safety to be paramount. But what we haven't seen is looking at the safety of people who are going into labour not having their partner with them. And that is a huge issue for people. It causes anxiety, stress and difficulties. And labour, it is a very subtle process. If you are anxious and you are worried, it doesn't bode well for that process.
Mm-hmm. And you need support. I mean, you were protesting along with a significant number of people today. Where exactly?
Well, I was outside Holles Street initially, and then I went to the Coombe, and we were actually, we tried to make these protests very symbolic, because obviously we don't want to endanger anybody and we want to adhere to social distancing and so on. But we were actually joined by quite a large number of people in the Coombe, because there was a lot of dads waiting in the car park there whilst their partners were having appointments and scans. And they got wind of the fact we were outside. So we had quite a lot of partners come outside and stand with us. And there's a palpable sort of disappointment and anger coming from partners that they're still sitting in a car park mm-hmm. when so many restrictions are easing.
And more protests are planned. Is that right, Cretia?
Yes. We started today. We actually had Our Lady of Lourdes today as well, Cormac. But tomorrow we have the Rotunda. We have COMH in Cork. And we also have the Midlands Regional, the Midlands Hospital in Portlaoise.
Okay.
And then on Thursday, even more. And I think the critical issue here is that we understand that there's going to be limitations on people visiting someone who's had a baby. But the core component that has always caused huge problems is not having somebody with you in early labour where there is no pain relief.
Okay, and I think we'll talk to you soon about how protests are going. But Cretia Lynch, for the moment, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. And that is all we have time for today.